What type of fences did y'all have?
We had mostly, we used to have all rail fences.
Tell me about
that. Got where you'd have a fire and a half a mile or over here and yet about that rail fence would catch a fire and burn up. So we got where it was so hard to get the rails out, oak rails especially. So we went to wire. We put up net wire then, and of course, you know what I'm talking about when I say net wire. Not that kind now. We used all of our fences, something chunking your stuff in it. We got all net wire fences, barbed wire, lots of barbed wire. But looks to me like we're going to have to start the building or do something else, because all them old fences begin to rust out, deteriorating.
Well, Mr. Krause, you mentioned a rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any different types of those, or just?
We just got one little piece right there, the other side of the
rail.
Yeah, that's the only rail fence we got left anymore.
Did you ever build them maybe short, maybe, and then build something up over them where the cattle couldn't get out of them? You didn't build them so high just to save wood? We used to do that, folks around where my folks live.
They build them high enough. Did they
build? You might build them up maybe just a couple of feet, and then you build a kind of a thing to put them up there to keep the cows from getting out, you know?
Well, I've seen my dog. About the only thing we ever used on top of a fence, that way we didn't use on top, at each corner, if it's going downhill, around the hill, leaning or very much anything. But he put two short pieces right where the fence locked like that. He put one short piece down this way, one down that way, and then come up and lap over up there, above the fence. Every corner would be locked that way. Then if the cows looked like they had anything going to push down the bar, we finally got where we get net barbed wire and run a barbed wire from each corner, this corner, to this next corner, you know. Fence come down here like that. Well, we come across that corner, go on the next corner. Just one strand of barbed wire down there. And that kept them turning back mighty good, too. The trouble of them, the cows, if they get lousy or ticks on something and they want to scratch, they go up that fence and they start haunting, you know. Down come the fence.
What'd you call that thing there that you...
Just a lock. Just take short rails, you know. While you're splitting rails, you'd have some run out, you know. Just bring them along when you got the fence up. That's going to build a new one. Got the fence up and just put that lot of them little short pieces in that lock. And if you were scared, you could you had some kind of something you could wrap that with tight, you know, so it wouldn't come undone.
It was an X-shaped thing like that?
It'd just be two rails stand up there, see. If this is the corner of the fence like you see up yonder,
yeah,
and come on up, you know, that there's your fence. You got to build up like that.
Yeah.
And then you take and you stick your one piece of rail down that way and another piece of rail down this way and let them come up there. Lock. See, and then that fence like that, and they drop down in and caught in that corner. Well, that rail couldn't slip neither way, you know.
Yeah.
It could slip that way, and that could slip that way, or yonder way you go.
Would you ever use that like this, maybe to brace a log while you were cutting it? Say, where you were sawing across a log like that, you'd put it between an X-shaped thing like that?
No, that's the only thing we ever used was sawhorse on it. Best I remember was